something else. Only those near the rider, when he raised his head to scan the street, they saw that he had piercing eyes the color of a mountain lake, and that he'd be judged attractive by those of the female persuasion were it not for his disfigurement. At some point in his past, his nose had been broken. Normally, that wasn't a calamity, but in the writer's case, his nose hadn't mended as it should. Instead of being straight and smooth, it bent sharply in the middle. At first glance, it appeared he had a horizontal V in the center of his face. Below it grew a thick, bushy mustache. The writer seemed self-conscious of his deformity. For no sooner did he scan the street than he quickly lowered his head and pulled on his hat brim. The owner of the feed and grain was sweeping the boardwalk in front of his store when the rider came to a stop at the hitch rail.
"Welcome to Whistler's Flat, mister."
"Strange handle for a town," the rider commented as he stiffly dismounted. He didn't look directly at the store owner.
"In case you haven't noticed," the townsman said good-naturedly, "flat is one thing Kansas has plenty of. As for the whistling, old Eb Cox, who founded the town, had a gap in his upper front teeth."
"So?" the rider said with little interest.
"So every time Ed breathed with his mouth open, he whistled."
The store owner grinned.
"The name doesn't seem so strange once you know the story."
He paused.
"I didn't catch your name."
"Probably because I didn't give it." The rider removed his hat and swatted at his buckskins, raising swirls of dust.
"Appears to me you and your clothes could use a cleaning," the store owner said. "The barber has a tub out back. For 2 bits, he'll have your clothes washed and wrung out while you bathe."
"There's something I need more." The rider replaced his hat and walked past the feed and grain to the saloon, hooking his right hand in his belt so it was close to his pearl-handled Colt. He shouldered inside. The murky interior gave him pause. He waited for his eyes to adjust, then strolled to the bar. The Cockle Burr was nearly deserted. It was early afternoon, and other than the bartender and the rider with a bent nose, 5 men were seated at a corner table playing poker.
"What's your poison, mister?"
the bartender asked. He resembled a wad of bread dough poured into an apron. "Bug juice."
"You particular about the brand?"
"So long as it burns going down and kicks like a mule, I'll be happy." The rider turned so his elbows rested on the bar. Coincidentally, he no longer had his back to the bat wings or the corner table, where one of the 5 players was dealing cards.
"You're an easy gent to please," the bartender complimented him. "I wish all my customers were as agreeable."
The rider was given a glass, but he chugged straight from the bottle, using his left hand, although his revolver was on his right side. He took 3 long swigs that ended with him smacking his lips and smiling. "This red eye of yours would grow hair on a rock." The 5 poker players were examining their cards. They were a quiet bunch. They hadn't said a word since the rider came in. Lowering his voice, the man with the bent nose asked, "Are they locals?"
"Never saw them before today," the bartender revealed. "Waltzed in here about an hour ago, sat right down, and commenced playing. They're not very friendly." "But hell, why should they be when they don't know me from Adam?"
The rider took another long swallow while peering intently at the corner table from under his hat brim. "This town of yours have a law dog?"
"We've got a marshal, but he's taken a prisoner over to the county seat," the bartender said.
"Why? Do you need a